responsible on this.
Yes, this is on.
Three people in the family, right?
That's it.
Remind me at the end. Just pick up a story I'll say at the end of the corona. This is Mamish, I just sent.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning. David HaMelech in Imzmir Yisrael says in Kapitel Chav Gimel Navshi Yeshoiva V'encheinu Magli Tzedek L'man Shemui. It was Amr V'ei Midrash, the name of Herschel Spink. I've said this many times. Yeshoiva is Nutrikun Yisroi Shmoyis V'eira Boi B'Shalach, which are the first five Shabbosis of Shivovit. So the word Yeshoiva, you could teach it in two ways. It could either mean to return, to restore, to give back. Not Yeshoiva, they give you back my nefesh. Or it could be Chas V'Shalom Fakert Bonim Shivovin V'Eilech Shoiva V'Derech Liboy. The Pasuk in Yecheskel, the Pasuk says V'Sheivav Ticho. And Rashi there says, Kol ha-hoylech b'shiris libay is called a shoyva. So the Spinker Rebbe teach, nafshi is shoyva. Even if a person squandered the opportunities of the first 5 weeks of Shivavim, or b'yancheini v'maglei tzedek, maglei tzedek refers to parshas mishpotim, where it's all mishpotim, maglei tzedek. Therefore, you can hop around the last minutes of Shivavim. And above, I'm sure, just adds a word, Yancheini, the Maglei Tzedek, in Mateva, it's the Gimatria of 480. What's 480? Not going to be a rocket science to figure out. It's Gimatria Mishpotin, in Makoil. And it's Gimatria Shkolot. It's a Cheremes, right? To the above, the Shabbos Parshas, Mishpotim, Shabbos Shkolim, you could chapera in Givalt, as we'll discuss. Right? Der Hagav, someone else, what's 480? Der Hagav, it's also Gimachi Talmud, it's also Gimachi of Amichul and Tzadikim, it's the Umazeh of the feminine, the Nukva of Tzamach Mem, Kolamid Yud Lamid Yud Sof, which is 480, the famous Archaim HaKodesh in Parshas Vayechi, who says he had a dream, a Chizoyin, Archaim HaKodesh says, and he fought the Tzamach Mem, the Zohar, and he was successful, his Mapilui, he came to the Nekeva, he tried Ahinahed Nishgigangin, he was able to be Mapil Kamamailis, Ober, in other words, the Nukva of Sitrachra is much stronger than the Zohar. That's why by Goyim, the women always go first, because that's the Koyach is from whatever. And that's the inyan of tumah, and all the shrachiyos and negative things. And therefore, I just saw someone else. A new sefer came up. There is Yosef. Is Asher Alkin Mishpatim plus Shkolim, because the Rav Hashanim they come together. It's 480 and 480 is Gimachi. It was my our new mathematician. 960. What's 960? My favorite number. It said like 1,000 times here. New. Okay, amount of lugin in a mikveh, right? Very good. That's why when they went kriyas yamsu bechinas mikveh, it says hayom ro vayom lezma ro aroyin lishol Yosef, because it's brought in a minuyim svarim akleishim Yosef stands for yud vav pei is pa'amim samach. How much is 16 times 60? 960, right? Yeah. And therefore, it's the Arboim. So that's why the Yisachar famous. He says the Chodesh Elul. How long was Moshe the 40 days and 40 nights on the mountain? The Ketura, 40 days and 40 nights. How many hours in a day? Last time I counted, it was 24. How much is 24 times 40? Same thing. The Mabel was Arboim Yoyim. Also, the idea of Tara comes the idea of 40 and 960, which is the idea of Vayhi Havaya as Yosef. Havaya, the Mili of Havaya is 86 Kedua. Yes? Hello? Pei Vav, Pei times Vav, and Vav times Pei, it's Vayter 960. Right? And therefore, when they went to Mitzrayim, to Erev Sa'oretz, so it says, Vesihud the Shalach Lefondo, says Rashi, Chazal say, Lahaskin Loi Beis, Ha Talmud, Beis Ha Talmud is what in Svarim Akdashim is 2 times Talmud, Talmud is 480, 480 times 2 is 960, is Vayter to bring Tahara in Erev Sa'oretz in Mitzrayim, Maslis in a Mishnah is Gimatria. The word Masnisa, 960, very good. And therefore, the Yerushalmi says, and how many shkolim do you give? 3 shkolim a year. Kidominik, you give 3. Yeah? And how much is a shekel? The Rambam paskins that each shekel is 120 zairim, is 320 zairim. 320 times 3 is 960. I could go on and on and on the whole day about 960. Okay, akoponim, you see that shkolim plus mishpatim, they come together. This is the kuyach de mevatel. All the enemizes, and this brings tahara, and that's why how many in a mikveh which has 960 lugim, how many kaven are there? Oh come on, chevra, 240 is a molek, and that destroys. Yes, hello, folks. Yes, and therefore, by the way, by Haman it says asher bikesh la'avdi, which is also 960. Remember, if shkolim is connected, also this number. Hello, yes, you with me? And therefore. And therefore it says Haman wanted to what? He spoke against the Eden, lest the other lishna bishak Haman, right? Yeah. And because hikdim shkoleim lishkolov, we overcome Haman asher bikish la'avdi, and therefore what if the gematria of shkolim, we said 480, and we give only a machz a shekel, how much for any mathematician is half of 480? 240, which gematria, akitzer ma'asa b'akdoma, the first akdoma is, that this Shabbos is a gewaldige time to destroy all the shrach klippis amalek and Haman, because I have the older negative force. Okay. Lahoyer, just before I begin this year, the Sheyers Yisrael from the Holy Valednikir brings a Meirid Dike Vort, the Loshim, the Parshas Mishpatim Yishtikun Lachol Oivdim Vahanidochim. It brings, I'm not going, in Likutim in the back of the Sefer. People who are lost, who are like, whatever, Parshas Mishpatim is time, whatever, that the Eivishter gives a Virapa Yirapha, Aleph, you bring the Aleph into Par, the Pardinim. Hello, you with me? Yeah? And you bring Pele Elyon, that the Eivishter says you're worthy, you're not worthy, Lemani, Lemani, Esa. For the Eivishter Svekka. So the Mashkiach just added, if you're adding this back to Domo, that always this Shabbos is like always, is always either Shabbos of Vorchim Chodesh Adar, or Chodesh Adar as it is this year, and Adar is the Indian of Aleph Dar, the Pele Elyon dwells with us, and that is the Indian of the Sharanun. As we discussed, the Kesser, the Rotsen, Pele Elyon, which is the Indian of Shnas Hayovel, which, whatever you like it or not, worthy or not, you get out of jail, which is the Indian of Eitz Gavoyah Chamishim Amo, as we discussed a gazillion times. And this is what it says in the Mesahedrin, these Va'elu She'elev Chedekal Haba, they forfeited their Dreher, their Eivdim, their Dogim, whatever. Over Dur, then the Gemara says, Dur She Rishum, Aimrim. Those who remember, there's always a Rishima of the neshama that can't be destroyed. By the way, 480 is gematria of Amich Lom Tzadik. No, yeah, right. Hello. That they always with the chinah of an ayid that can't be destroyed. That always remains holy. That can't, right. And therefore, Dershe Rishumas 1472 is gematria teshuvu ishalachuzosli. What it says by Yevil. Yes, Rishumas is gematria talumas. What do you know about talumas? Hello. How many days are there in the weeks of Shavuot? 42. What else is 42? Remind you, Ana B'choyach. What's the last word in Ana B'choyach? Shavaseinu kabel u'shmat takizeinu yedea. Talumais. Talumais is gimachir reshumais. The people who are darshir reshumais know that even that's hidden by Yid, the Kedusha, Aubrey, you can always, right? So he says, Azoi. Everyone knows that the Torah says a person commits a sin. What's your punishment? Stama, Allah used to say, Sheish B'maisa. Malchus. How many Malchus do you get? The Torah says, Chor, Arboim Yakenu, right? 40. Why 40? Can I get Arboim Yoim of Yitzir Savlad? 40 days of great, right? And there's 40 Kichas HaNefesh, V'chuluk Yedua, to those who know, right? Over the Gemara says, and we said last week, Asur Rabbanan Ubosur Chadda, the Rabbanan Hakarat 1. Why? Only 39. because there's always the 40th level which can't be destroyed, which is incorruptible and indestructible, right? And the Rabbanon, Gavra Rabba, is able to reveal that level in a Yid which always remains holy. Interessant. How many days was Moshe in the mountain? Let's repeat it again. 40. Because that's the 40th level, which really meant at times you get Malkus. Aber the Rabbanon revealed a level. 40 days. What is the last pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim? And Mishpatim is the end of the whole Shoivim period. My dear sweet holy brother, say the whole pasuk. Vayovei Moshe b'techa. I can't do a gemashi would have a pasuk. Vayovei Moshe b'techa onon vayalel ahar. Which is exactly 2690, which is gematria bishnas ayovel azoyus toshuvu ish el achuzosi. Every yid, however forlorn, lost, whatever, he goes back home. That's the Shara Chamishim. And therefore, our generation is really like just the end of Shevavim. Our generation is the end of the Shevavim of Kolos of all the generations. And therefore, it says in part, the Pasuk Parsha begins, Ve'ela HaMishpatim Asher Totsim. HaMishpatim Asher Totsim is Gimatria Pasuk Tilim Tikosiv Zoyus Luder Achrin. The last generation, right? Then this generation, as the Valednikar said, Lemani, Lemani, Esa, says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, which is 776, which is Gimachia. Guess what? Shuvu, Bonim, Shevovim, every year returns. Therefore, Koshkolim is 480, Gimachia, Amichum, Tzadikim, Gimachia, Der Achrin, Gimachia, Bnei Don. Chusham, remember Chudon, the guy who's deaf and dumb, and I don't know what's going on with him. And Bnei Don Chusham is our generation. We have a state that's predominant, that's relentless, right? Over at the end of the day, Amichum Sadiqim, and therefore our Shkolim override Haman Shkolim, and therefore what did Haman say? V'chol ze einenu shevali, also gimatria Shkolim, because we override. Okay, fine, that's great. Now, after that introduction. Now, I started off by saying, the Hershel is being Kuzkuz Yogin Leinu, said a vort, Navshi Yeshoyiviv, right? Even though you messed up the Parshias of Eir, or Brian Chayim, and it said there comes Parshas Mishpat. Now, Katalitzim, the scoffers, the mockers, the people of Malivim, the Malachay Likim, as the Pasuk says, you know, the oh, Rabbi, that's what all these Chassidish Rebbelach are always about. You know, you find Nafshi Yeshayim, Hashem in the Trik, and they build whole Olimus, Mishalashidus, Tairus, and whatever, right? Every you and I know, got no connection to reality. What are they talking about? Right? What does it got to do with Kapitel Chav Gimel, Mizrael David, right? That's a mental. The Chassidish Rebbes are always putting Kashim at Barsh, and they're coming out with whatever. They don't understand. I've seen a thousand every week. You learn, you go to something in deep. What you think is some avort and Himalayan of some whatever is the yisoid in all of Yiddishkeit. If you understand Nafshi Yeshayiv and Chayim Magli Tzedek, you understand what Kapitel Chav Gimel is all about. You understand what Parash Mishpatim is all about. You understand what Shkol. It's not some of Zaveritl. It's a Koyim Shleim of all understanding with Tutzot. It's a yisoid in Yiddishkeit. So one has to understand, since we're serious people, what in the world you say. The tikkun of whatever a guy messed up. Now, if you say in chayim and litzedek comes parshas mishpatim, and you could chaperai olivus. What in the world does mishpatim got to do with this thing? In chayim and litzedek. What's it? A, B. What does this got to do? I mean, I understand shmoyus va'era boy b'shalach, and the siyum of Yitzchak Mitzrayim really as Rambara is. Kabbalah Satan, yes, right? That makes sense. You're going out of Erebus, or at the place, Molizimo, Shevim, Gaval. What in the world does Mishpatim got to do with anything of Shevim, the side of Shevim? Mishpatim is, as Rashi said in Parashat Vayikra, the laws that had they not been given, you would have kept them anyway, the national, right? Yeah? What is that got to do with the Tikkun of Shevim? What's going on here? Bechal, you could ask. After the Kulis of Rokin, the Atarei Soldats, and the Abishirips opened Shevarakim, you would have thought now's the time the Torah would teach me Kavanah Saramah, Kavanah Sarizal, something like awesome. And you're dealing with my ox and your cow and the Yichr Ishbayr. Hello, is this what the Haflot? It's also, as the old Mephorsim asked, a bit interesting. Right? And moreover, so the Tzvinker Rebbe Chatam, so Nafshi Yeshoivet, right? Yanchei Magli Tzedek Mishpocha. Where's the Leman Shemui part? How do the last two words fit into the... What's the Leman Shemui? Yeah? And what does it got to do with Kapitel Chav Gimel, etc., etc.? Okay. The last... The question, what is Leman Shemui? You don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out. Even I can figure this out, right? Everyone knows the story. I've said it in the past many times. There were two chassidim, one's called Remeir and a brother called Zanvul Kahana, and they came for the first time to the Rebbe, the Imre Yosef of Spinka, who Shabbos, Parashat Shkol, and Tofresh Mem Gimel, right? And they both were full of sores. Remeir Nebuch, his wife was a crank, and he Nebuch wasn't blessed with, he was Chashuchibonim, he didn't have Zara Shokayom. And his brother Zanvul had children, each one was sicker than the other. They're all ill and chilim and they were schwach and etc. They went Shabbos Shkolim to Spinka, and the first brother, Remeir, went in Lakodesh Pnima before Kabbalah Shabbat, before Shabbos started. He asked for a brocha, for Zara Shokayom. The Imre Yosef said, you should give, like, picking geld, hundreds of uvim. Gave it, bingo, and he got a bracha. His brother didn't have the time to get in before Kabbalah Shabbos, but by the Tisha Steltwein, Kinog, you know, you put whatever, and the Rebbe gave him a bracha for Yishav healthy, Gesundtukin. What? You had a Steltwein. Whatever, okay. They got brachas and give it to him. And he said it's no big deal because it's Shabbos Parshas Shkolim. What do you do with the Shkolim? Gemara said, Tfil, Gemara and Brachas, Tfil is Keneged, Karbon is Tik, no? Yeah? And in other words, the Yisui, the Achonah, for all Tmidim of the whole year is Shabbos Cholin, right? Therefore, the source of all Tfilis for the whole year is Shabbos Parshas Cholin. How many, and anyone who's bored, right, count up how many letters there are in Parshas Cholin you're going to read on Shabbos. How many? What?
Letters.
How many letters? Yeah. Words I can also count. I don't need you. Right? Letters, there are 346. 346. Trust me, I didn't count them. Let's say it's four. Letters in Parashat Shkolim. Love Earth. Yeah, yeah. Which is Gematria Rotsa. And on this, the Sforim Akdashim Taich, Va'ani. Tfilosi l'cha Hashem. I think this every year. My favorite one. Vani tfilosi l'cha Hashem eitz rotzen. The time when you read the 346 letters, which the Yimashir rotzen, ma'ir the rotzen elyon, it's an eitz rotzen, right? Then what happens is, you know, the famous pshat from the Tver Shloim in Parshat Kisis, actually. The pasuk says, the pasuk says, "Vanit vilasi l'cha Hashem esrosoin elikim berei chazdecha aneni be'emes yishecha." What's a be'emes yishecha? Says the pasuk, "This is part of the chotzu es kaspoi, the gamis hameis yechsoin." Meis is death. Death is no good, right? We're against it, right? But if you have mace and you add the aleph, the aluf ishal oilam, older, the aleph into dar, what do you got instead of mace? You get emes, kushtakoi, something which endures, something which lives. By vanit filosi l'cha Hashem adid davent elit, harshis shkolim, aneini be emes yushech, you bring the ebesh, the abrochas, the yeshuas, the chalmidi, the mitzvah, the bonachayim, the zit. Gvaldige words. How many letters again was there, harshis shkolim? 346. Oh, now I understand. Givaldi, very posh. Hello? Nafshi Yeshayiv. Let's go back to the verse of words. A person messed up the first 5 weeks of Shayivim. Yan Chayivim Bagle Sedek, which is Gimachim Arab. Mishpatim, which is also Shkolim. Hello? Yeah? Yan Chayivim Bagle Sedek, Leman Shemoi, because this is the parasha you bring down the Rotzen. And by that, we said before, you destroy Amolek, right? And Chazal say, because man that Amolek is in the world, ki adol keis yudke, the Abish's name and his kisi is not sholim. L'man Shema, you bring down brachas and yeshuas. So, I still don't begin to understand what in the world has this got to do with the teichin of Parshas Mishpatim, or with Kapitel Chavgim. Right? But before I answer that, let me just ask one more question, because I'm just Jewish and like to confuse everybody. Ilu deny it to the Sadduk Admiyin, as the Targum says the Zohar, beginning of this week's parsha. This is the secret of Gilgul. The Neshamas are Nizgalgul, there's a reincarnation of Neshamas, and that is the Eilah HaMishpot to Mashakosim today. Hello, what's he talking about? But there's a hundred Perushim. I'm not getting involved. But I want to say my own Mahalachit, right? We'll soon see. Lahoyer. We'll just deal with Kapitel Chav Gimel first, make things easier, right? So you think, it's not a vort he picked out from the sky, a rabbit out of his hat. You know, yeah. Nafshi, you show you the Chedim HaGesedek, Parshish Kol, and Parshish Mishpot. I want to just be mayor, right? The Pasuk here says, that's sort of Svarim HaGleishim. Interesting vort. In Kapitel Chav Gimel says, Bina Ois Desha, Yarbitzei. What's an Ois Desha? So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, I'm saying this Derech Agav, as Akdoma, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Dav Ches, it says the Pasuk, Amok V'amokim Yatfu Bar, right? Says the Gemara, when is this in Chodesh Adar? When does the field, the pasture, begin to see the grass, the growing, the in the month of Adar? And therefore, this foreign tithe, the Gemara says in Tainis, if a person has a din, Bahadei Nochri, the Goi, right? Yamsin Nash, when is the time to go to a din with the Goi? Adar. Right? Adar is a, yeah? Bori Mazel. It's a good Mazel for Kal Yisro. Dafka Bina Uzdeshe, Yarbi Tseini, right? Which is the month of Adar Dafka, which is before Purim, etc., etc. And you have, yeah, hello, you with me? So, the Kitzur, this week's Parsha Shkolim, 346, right, which is Rosin, which by the way is Gimatria, is Yehudi, which is a lot of good things. Rosin is the same letters as Sinar, which is Neutzer, the Abish is Neutzer Chesed. I'm not going to involve in something deep. It's all in Yonim of Gewaldigen here. Well, what does this got to do with Kapitel Chavim? Well, let's go from the beginning, let's go from the top. Very simple, very partial to share today. Rav Chaim Valojiner, in the Sefer Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Ovis, explains, he explains that Mizmor, let's start from the beginning. Hashem Roi Lo Yechz. What does that mean? Let's start from the beginning of the capital. Hashem, the theme of this capital, which by the way, the Arizal called the capital of Parnos, of Shef, of Brocha, right? The process of Hashem Roi Lo Yechz. Moshul Mar Dover Doima. You have a tzoy, you have a sheep. Hashem Tzoy. The Shepsula has not gone to university, doesn't have an MBA in business studies, and I push it to Shepsula. And the Roya says, the Shepsula is going, once Hashem Roy, I understand, I don't understand, but I'm a Catholic, this is what the Roya, this is what the shepherd tells me. Once Hashem Roy, then Loy Echsech, felt me garnished. But I'm totally in the Abishur. And I know the shepherd means the good of the Shepsulach, and therefore, Sitangi. Right? I want to go, the sheep want to go here, and the shepherd tells them to go there. Whatever the Abishur says, Adai does that. Says the Pasuk of Namelech, Gam ki Eilech begeis al Movis. What happens, Achman al Islam, if at the end of the day, it doesn't work out? For good, at least from our perspective, right? Nevertheless, when a person never has Yisurim, David Shalapitin, it's mezachich the choy meraguf, and it gets rid of the bechitzah and Yisrael Avim Shemayim, and it's there for a purpose, right? Yeah? And Chazal say, Roya Adam Yisurim Boyam, all of Yifash, Shemayisah, Pish Pish, Vilimotah, the Gemara, and the Brachos, he should know it's Yisurim Bahava, that he gets his clap in this world, and in the world to come, whatever. And the Gemara says, Erchin, Kolashari, Beleitzar, is Uichel Elam, he's eaten up his chelek in Elam Habo, and therefore David Melech says Hashem Roi. If you know the Eibishter and Roi, everything is for Tachlis, everything is for your good. Then Loi Echser, I'm not going to fulfill, I'm not going to miss anything in Elam Habo. As we say in benching, every time we bench, v'shchayim v'shalom v'choltuv u'mikoltuv le'olam al yichasrim. That we have the Eibishter for all gevaldige brachos and everything, or whereas in al yichasrim we shouldn't, by getting the brachos down here, we shouldn't lack in. And therefore, Hashem really like Echser and Ma'isira is Gimachia Keser, it's all based on the Abish Zerotzen. And Yerchemi Magli Tzedek Laman Shemai is Gimachia Keroy Rachamecho Mechay Pshoai, etc., etc., etc. Okay. The ikr is that a person has to know that even the Chaman Olsan, when things are less than desirable, at least from our perspective, Right? These Machmoyesha brings a pshat from the Sefer. I don't know what the Sefer is, I don't know who wrote it. I think Ahavas Doidim. But he brings the post success, Chirashirim, Smoyle Tachas, L'Roishi, Viminit Chakid. Right? That even when it's Smoyle Tachas Roishi, you get a clap, you get a left hand, you get a whatever, is Tachas Roishi. Sometimes you get the Yisurim, and from that you're saved from Tachas Roishi, from your head flying off, right? And you should know Das Guf is Yiminit Chakeni, Das Guf is a Chesed. But that which we see as being negative, a patch, really is coming from a place of Chesed. And therefore, even when Nafshi is Shoyiv, there's a beautiful Talmud Agro, Yishoyiv could also mean breaking. Right? Even in my soul, my heart is broken. But I know that in Chini Bemagli Tzedek, it's all for a Tachlis. And therefore, what does the Pasuk say? Shiftecha Umrishantecha. There's a makal noyim and a makal chavolim, a makal that used for support. And the shiftcha, when you get a patch, or you know it's coming from a tata, you know it's for chesed, it heimir achamuli. And therefore the Mesek Eliezer, the Mishnah says, how many dinim are there in the Peirish dinim? 280. Hello? Yeah. Yeah. Hello? From the Mount of Pach letters, that's what's going on, right? Evil, and also, which is the name of Hashem, which is connected to dinim? Elikim, midas adin. Right? How you mantik the dinim? Because Elikim is Gimash 86, yeah? Over what is the mili, the long, biggest mili of Aleph Lamed Ke Yud Mem? 300. Eretz, Ritzei, 300. 300, yes, hello? Yeah, oh, this is 100 times. 300 is Gimatria Shem Havaya Ba'at Bash. Matzpatz. Yeah? Whatever. In other words, yeah, and that's also Pshat. What is the end of the capital? Had the end capital of Gimel, Ach Tuyvo Chesed, Yirdefuni Kol Yimechai. I ask you two simple basic questions. This is not my own, this is not my Avor, this is what I'm saying for Ikvichayim, from Chayim Yakov Klapos. Ach Tuyvo Chesed, Yirdefuni. All my life, all I've had is what? Tuyvo Chesed. I ask you, do you know anything about the history of David HaMelech? A whole life before he's born, the vice with the shifcha, everyone thought he's a mamzer. He did with the community. That's gefährlich. The children are rebelling. His father wanted to kill him. He's a whole pilum is filled. He's running around from his enemies, from his oivim, from Satan. Right? He David HaMelech could put hand on heart and say, "Ach, uivochet defuni kol yimechai." But the fact is, nochmer, yirdefuni connotes gewaldig chsodim and simchas. You see. Or I would say, like in the pasuk Elikim Yivakesh Es Hanirduf, Nirduf, a person Nirduf is Tzoris and Yisurim. Not, you know. The Kuntz of David HaMelech says, even if it's Yirdufuni, I know it's from the Eibishter and it's Achtei Vuches, right? Yeah, and that's kind of pasuk this for him. Say, Lucha Hashem Achosek Ki Ata Teshalim Leish Kimaseyu. That the Eibishter punishes or gives a person kimaseyu, those gufa is a chesed from the Eibishter, right? And that parsha mishpatim, what the first word in the parsha? Ve'ela says the Holy Imri Noyam. Ve'ela is vav times ela. Ela is 36. How much is 36 times 6?
216.
Who?
216.
216. What do you know about 216? Even I know this. Hello, you don't got to be a genius to figure it out. 216 is Gimashi Yira, Gimashi Gvura, right? Hello? Yes? Mishpatim means dinim. Dinim means negativity. Seder, this, I know I say it every other day. Seder stands for Soidrushin Remes. If you look at things superficially in Pshat, you see it's typish, Gferelch. Right? Seder, look at the Soy, the Drush, and the Remez, and you'll see that even the Gvuris, the patch, is also from a Tata, Akhtay Vachesed, Yirdufuni. Right? And therefore, Ilu Dinayit Itisadr Kadmoyin Kedem is 144, which is 2 times Chesed, 72 times 2. There's Chesed, and there's Igvuris, Dvina, which is Hapik into Chesed. And therefore, who is the patriarch who symbolizes Gvura? Yitzchak. If Yitzchak is Gvura, so why is he called Yitzchak? He's laughing. And Lo Asadov, Yitzchak, Yatav, yeah. Right? How much is Kedem plus Din? 144 plus 64. What do I got? 208, which is Yitzchak. And therefore the pasuk says, Chayiv Odom Levorech Al whatever, Kishem Tevorech Al HaToiv, right? Yeah? But Chayiv, I can understand this is a she'ifa, this is something to aspire to. What's that? So the Sforim HaKadosh will say, because you have to know, right? What's that? Hashem Roy Efser Ben Hizdeshi Har Dizayini, so the Chalas two pshatim I saw from the Daki Tshuva, I'm taking for his bonum. This week's parish is a fascinating pasuk. You're a shomer, and I give you something to watch. And you're pesheah. What's the din? Pay. But there's one exception. Bail of imoy. We pass it. Even by chashimish in various places. Even a pesheah of a bail of imoy, you're exempt. So what happens if he is pesheah in his shmir of the neshama, etc., in his goof or whatever, right? Off of your head. But if you know that the Abris is with me, you're exempt. Hashem loy loy echser. Therefore, because the Abris is with me. Nachazach, he says, Mashal the Dakajuva, Mashal Lamelech has a son who he loves, and the son committed a pshir, right? And they take him to Bezli, they have to be impartial, they have to be, you know? And they judge him. And they say he really committed this, as Abram's indisputable evidence, right? We're going to punish him geferah. And the Melech is standing there. And the Melech is pained by seeing. So the Bez and Paskins, forget it. Reverse. The Kaka, the kid, deserves whatever. Aber the Tata, why she has to suffer? So therefore, since by the Abish who says, Bechol Tzarosom, Loitzar. So because the Abish is Bail of Emer, the Abish is with us, and he feels our tar. Right? Okay, that's the introduction to the shir. Now, let me just tell you a medrash plia, a gewaldig medrash. The Rebbe Yonason brings it in Divrei Yonasa. Well, if anyone can figure out this medrash without me explaining it, I don't know. Whatever. Says the medrash. Shol Moishe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moishe Rabbeinu asked the Eibrishter Al Meha Oilam Oilam. What is the world standing on? What's the world, the world kai? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to which the Eibrishter answers to Moishe, the greatest human being who ever lived on planet Earth. What does the world stand on? It says a positive. Tarche Oretz Deshe. Pardon you, yeah. Let the earth spring up with grass. Yeah. If you could figure it out, you're a genius, because the Medrash then continued. I'm asking you, what is the world standing on? So you're telling me grass is going to grow. Even worse in the beginning. Do you not know that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed? Hello. What do you do with this medrash? Like, how do you eat it? Hello. Said the Rebbe Yitz, in the last Mishnah, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Ches of Perek Yovas, Amr Shirun Galil said, Al Shloisha Devorim Oilam Oilam. Al Emes, Valadin, Valashal. By the way, already the Levush brings at the beginning of Chodesh Mishnah. Din, Shalom, Emes, is Rosh Tevis, Deshu. Hi, Rabbeinu Yoina asked, but in the beginning of Pirkei Avos it says, "Ashlish Dvar Alam Amid Alatoyra Avoyda Avil Chasodin." Says Rabbeinu Yoina, this is the way the Rebbe Yaakov Emden interprets the Rebbeinu. I'll talk about it sometime, another time. All right, that was Toyra Avoyda Avil Chasodin of the three pillars of the world. This matchup is in Shirkei. Churun Beis Hamikdash is no longer Amid Avoyda, and Toyra Avil Chasodin is also in Israel. This is a shvach. Now, Rosh Hashanah lives after the Churban. In our generation, what is the world standing on? There's Din, Shalom, Emes. That's what the world is existing. That's what Abraham Moshe says. I don't know what you're talking about. Tachi Oretz Deshe. I could have said Tachi Oretz Esav. The word Deshe is totally accurate. The world stands on Din, Shalom, and Emes. Which is the parsha that deals with Din and Emes, which brings to Shalom? Okay. Says the Chido, for these three things, Din, Emes, and Shalom, that's how you master the Shechina Bayim. The Gemara says in the beginning, in the head of Zion, Kol Dayan Shedon Din Emes La'amitoi Master Shechina of Yisrael Shenemar Elikim Nitzav, but that's Emes So you see, forget Dover Shkor and Malikin. It's Fakir, MS brings the Avers, Aleph, in the Eluvir in the Mess. And Sholem, the Avers only Mashish Fina with his Achtos. Which is the Parsha which have this Desha Mishpotim. Hello? Now, this is what we want to speak about today. I'm never successful. Now I go back. What did the Zohar HaKadosh say? Right? Yes? The Ilul Dinayer says, Pasach Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Yachoy tells us, this is the site of Gilgul, of the Abram Gal. I want to add something. A Gilgul of a Neshama. The Neshama comes down, and again, right? Lachura ain't too good, no? Doesn't Svarim, I can be a whole list of Svarim, that being down in Gilgul, right? Is Lachura Tzar for the Neshama worse than Yisuri Iyu, worse than Gehenna, worse than whatever? Yeah? So why does the Abram keep on sending down like a yo-yo Neshama? Fakir, there's a famous word from the Alter Rebbe of Sadegir. Of Charkov, pardon me. The old Charkov, the Moshe of Charkov. Taich, when the Gemara in Erev in Daf Yudgimel says, Shei Shana Mamachso Nechlu Beshem Mishamel, Noyek Loy the Odom Shenivra, Oy Loy Nezo, right? And the Gemara of Yertois, what? Nimnu Vigomru, Mutu Noyek Loy the Odom Shalom. So it's better not to have been born. So when a child is born, you write shkriya, right? Or you give out cigars. What do you do? The vad is good to be born. Because it's like, but there's a type from the Charkiver, Noyech leila odom shalei nivra yoyser, misha nivra, kama, misha nivra. It would have been better that you do your tachlis the first time round, and you don't got to go up and down like a yo-yo. Right? Like that's the famous type from Svarim HaKadoshim, Eza shoyte, Halon beveisach foros. That means you're sitting after 120 years. When you're in the cemetery, you're only sitting there temporarily because you have to come down again because you weren't mashlim or you poigim or whatever, kaliyim or whatever, right? Aber, so why did the Eibishter make a gilgul? I want to tell you the gilgul. How do you spell it? Gimel lamed gimel vav lamed gimatria chesed. Why is the gimatria chesed 72? Because the embassy is that the Abish can send you to Gehenna, you're roasting, toasting, Gemarno, and you come out clean. So the Alter Rebbe explained, I'm not speaking with Gilgul, I'm saying generally, why is it that people are smichim be Yisurim? Because they realize the Yisurim, Rahman al Islam, is a tikkun for these. Why not get it in Gehenna? Why get it by coming down, up and down? Right? Because everything in this world. This is a nekuda in Suita Yadus. Every little nekuda down here, tuz uf, 1,000,000,000,000,000,000 ain't soft times. A famous story that the very wealthy philanthropist came to the Slonim Rebbe to the Nesiva Sholem, by the Seder, a very wealthy man, kept the whole Slonim Yeshiva going. And he said, what's this idea of the 15 steps at the Seder? You know, Kaddish Rosh. He said, you ever been on a plane? I'll give you a first class. You ever be in the cockpit of the pilot? Yeah. And you press all these buttons, little buttons. Over these buttons. You ever see my generals, they have in the war room, they have a map and little pins, you know, it's a pin, a garnish, over the whole country there. A little thing down here. Oh, the Makadish Atsumi Ma'at Milamato. You have no idea of what that. And therefore, this world is created Olam Chesed Yibona. Mashenki Lamaila is Olam HaMachshava, Betchila Olam HaMachshava, Liver Olam Midas Hadin. Right? They're the strict in. The kapora that you need in Yenevelt is Be'ein HaRoich more difficult and more stringent than down here. So down here, every all you serve, you put your hand in your pocket, you got the wrong pocket, take out your 10p, right? This is Shen Yisur. Right? Why am I telling you this? It's a gewaldig was hustle over this. I can't begin in this life. Let me just be hectic and give you the Yamaisa. I said this many times, and it's such a gewaldig Yamaisa. The Havas Yisrael of Visions was one tonight. I was walking, spaziering as the Rebbe used to, whatever, with the canes, right? And he met a guy up, so whatever. And the fellow, Pashat, Zedeva, Ich Gevornach, I became a chos. So the Havas Yisrael looks at him like he doesn't look, you know, with what are you a chos? Rebbe, I've learned how to drink. A bit of trouble, yeah. So the vision of the Rebbe, the Havas Yisrael, said, if you know how to drink, it doesn't turn you into a chosid, it turns you into an alcoholic, into a shikar. Nervosid pshat a chosid. So he said, one of the two things I remember the Loshna. By a chosid, a little bit right? A small amount, right? Is nishveni is important, and a lot is nishsufil, is not. In other words, if a person would realize that every time I do a mitzvah, every time I answer omi, every time I put on tefillin, every time or whatever, you know, not like you're whatever, you're davening with kavanas harizal, whatever, you're a portion of the person. Every mitzvah you do is ma'ir the heavens, like the shakes the heavens, the malachim srafim, my fanam, my kanan. Then you'd never look down. You know, when a person, I'm a babacher, a person comes to me and says, what's the good of putting on tefillin with this guy once? Or what's the good of doing this mitzvah with this person once? He's not really a firmer anyway. It's every binary black or white choice. Right? The emes is, if you analyze the question, the yisoid of that question that is apikursus, kfiras, and nus. Because you don't understand, and if you daven with kavanas harizal, yeah, and you whatever, by the Eivishter's Ein Sof, your mitzvah in itself has shivas. In tzedakta matitzil, what could you add, subtract, or take the Eivishter? Elamai, the mitzvah has value because the Eivishter is Ein Sof instilled with this value. Asha Alkein doesn't make a difference. Really, which is higher? I would say chukim are much more loftier than mishpatim. Mishpatim you do anyway out of decency because you're a gentleman, whatever. Nay, that is in seichel. Over when you're doing the mishpatim right after Sinai, right after the Atar Yisrael Das, and you look at the Eivishter said so, everything that I do, why? Because the Eivishter is chafetz chesedu, and he wants to deny it inside the Kadmoyin, and therefore never disparage every little stirring of the heart, every mitzvah that you do. You have no idea the ma'at shano oisim, the famous word of Rechaim Vital from the Rizal, the little bit that we do in our generation has infinite. I'll leave you with one story. Why am I telling you the story? Because I punked, was going to this morning to davening, and I met my neighbor who's going to davening. He lives, his shul is very far away. I gave him a lift, and on the way, he told me a story, unbelievable story. Just well, unfortunately, the world, the whole. By the, I thought I just put it the way. I just heard, right? If you, someone, a scientist, they made a cheshbon yesterday. They came up with this thing, the study. If you, you know, this terrible virus, this disease, this corona, what it. Yeah, turned the world upside down. How many yisoyim, how many almonis, how much soris, how much parnos, the whole world is going crazy. Ganze Welt, from same table to the other. If you take all the coronavirus in the whole world, you could fit it into half a can of Coca-Cola. So if you could see the churban, the tsaris, the oceans of tears, that one can, half a can of Coca-Cola, great in Welt. So could you imagine Meruba Mida Toiva, the koyach of a maisa, of a mitzvah, putting on tefillin once, of saying, whatever mitzvah you have no idea if it stirs the heaven, whether you see it or not. And if you don't believe it, you're not pikeiris. You don't believe in the koyach of mitzvah, you don't know what the Hebrew stirs, you don't know what mitzvahs are. So he told me a story, just there, Agat, which there was recently, a few days ago, there was a fellow in Mexico. Mexico is a country under America somewhere. Yeah? Aquila in Mexico City. And there was a yid who never had karun. There was a upbeat in no for us, right? And he was not just like a flu for 2 days. He had mamish, like he was up, you know, sharemos. Baruch Hashem, they were holding, Chazdei Hashem, got out of it, and he went home. When he went home, he decided to make a sudasido. Who did he invite to the Suda Zaydor? Two people who he wasn't close to Kiyuzan. One was a great nephew, wasn't very close to. And the other was a guy he hardly knew. Maybe I say good Shabbos, he met him. Whatever. And they both look at him and they asked him, why did you invite us? Of all the people, these two relatively strange. So I'll tell you the emes. He explained that. At the Suda, why did he invite these two guys who had no shaykhs to? He said he was like in a state of like kimacha, whatever. And he went up, he saw like what's he called a near-death experience. And his neshama went up the mile, and they're about to judge him a bit. And he saw his mother. And his mother tells him, Vostustudo. Says, I have corona. And I'm like, whatever. And it's a curtain, it's fine for, you know. He said, no, we need, I said, I love to give you living up or whatever. He says, no, you have a schus, and there's two people who are davening for you. And the schus of their tefillah is you. And he saw the two people who were davening for him. So you go back, the patent go back down, you will be saved. And after X amount of time, he got out of the hospital, Baruch Hashem, he's amongst us, Ben Achaim. Right? the two people went home afterwards, and the great nephew said, this is why I'm telling you the story. I'm telling you something. What tilum did he say for his great uncle? One capital tilum. He is gemeint, they fast shavuvim every day from Shabbos to Shabbos, and he said every day the whole tilum, one capital tilum. And he had this dream, this vision, and his mother said to him, that's why you were saved. So the Ebershel Helfen Tak, if you understand the kuyach of a mitzvah, of every tefillah, of every stirring of the heart, the Ebershel Helfen Tak, b'nois deshe, yar bitzeini, b'chaparayin, especially the Shabbos, hello? Aneini, be'emes yishecho, the emes, bring the aleph into mes, and the Ebershel Helfen Tak, we should all see, achtei v'chetzidi, the funi yikoli mechad.
Amen.